Hi, my name is Lou Green, and this is Eye on Tampa Bay. Today we have a guest, Karen Jaroche, who's running for the board on the Hillsborough Soil and Water Conservation District number 2. But first, I'll turn you over to our host, Sharon Calvert. Take it away, Sharon.
Well, I'm Sharon Calvert, and this is Eye on Tampa Bay. I do have Karen Jaroche with us today, and she is running in Hillsborough County for the Soil and Water Conservation District 2. So a lot of voters may not know how the Soil and Water Conservation Districts were created or why they were. I believe they go back in time when we certainly had issues with soil erosion and we didn't have the technical information that we had today or advances that we have today, and we had to address those. So I'm going to turn it over to Karen. And if she can provide some background information on, you know, how and why the Soil and Water Conservation Districts did get created, I'll turn it over to you, Karen.
Well, thank you very much for having me. And yes, the Soil and Water Commission started in the 30s when we had the Dust Bowl era, where the droughts and the soil erosion and then the ensuing winds caused a lot of the good topsoil in the country to be blown away. So the federal government knew that we needed to, you know, help out, because back then we didn't have Publix and Winn-Dixie to walk into for our food supply. So in order to distribute the money in the most optimal way, they created these county boards, local boards, elected positions, nonpartisan, so that citizens in the community could weigh where the best use of those limited funds would go. So that's where the organization started. It's changed over the years a little bit. We're less dependent on agriculture, and so they still do work to decide where agriculture goes. They provide technical assistance to the farmers, and then they also go into the school system and educate the kids on best agricultural practices. They do a poster contest and get the kids competing to, in this case, this year, the topic is on our pollinators, and that's basically how important the bee population is to our agriculture. So that's pretty much how the organization got started.
Well, I know in Hillsborough County, I mean, it still has a large agricultural industry in the county.
Very much so.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and then why you decided to run for the Soil and Water Conservation District.
Well, again, this is a board where we depend on local citizens to volunteer their time. And it's actually a civic duty, right, to be on these boards, to be able to look at the budget, look at the policies, and make sure that the mission is being adhered to. So I believe that I have some experience. I was on the HART board for 6 years. I also have the technical competence. I'm a licensed professional engineer, and I'm also happen to be certified by the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. I'm actually a stormwater erosion and sediment control inspector certified by the state. So I have some of the technical competence. I have the experience on how to get the most value out of our government boards. And I also have the desire to help out our one of our biggest economic engines in Hillsborough County, which is our agriculture, and bring awareness of the vital role that agriculture plays, and also in preserving our natural resources for our future children and their children.
Karen, does the Soil and Water Conservation District have an educational component or responsibility in like 4-H and in the school system?
Yeah, our organization, or I shouldn't say I'm not on the board yet, but the organization partners with 4-H, and there's a lot of other groups out there. And so it can be a connector for a lot of these groups and a partner in, and I think one of the things I would like to do is to bring awareness into our urban communities about the value of hard work. If you are diligent and you care for the seeds that you plant, you can reap a bounty. And I think there's a lot of life lessons that can be learned in that lesson, you know, and the satisfaction of growing a cucumber or a tomato or maybe a beautiful flower. So yeah, I think there's a lot of synergy and a lot of lessons we can teach our young people. And 4-H is a wonderful partner.
Now, I understand that there's four candidates running in your race, three gentlemen and yourself. And I also understand that the current director, you've known Betty Jo Tompkins for probably a number of years.
Yeah, I have run into Betty over the years, and she is a great resource. She has served on the board, and I know her husband and her son actually at some point had served on the board. So, you know, she will be a good mentor, and I look forward to working with her.
So this is a nonpartisan race, and I understand that you and another Soil and Water District 4 candidate, Mark Proctor, are on the Hillsborough County Republican Party slate card. Who else has endorsed you?
Well, I have been endorsed by the United Christians of Florida, and also recently there was a straw poll held by the Tampa Chamber of Commerce, and I won that straw poll as well.
And that was held just like in the last few weeks or last month?
Yeah, I think it was last month. It was in August. I guess we're into September.
Now, this is a countywide seat, and your race is in November. But in that race, it's whoever wins that race, correct? There is no runoff. I mean, the election is the election in November.
That's right. Unlike the school board where you have a runoff, you have your first election in the primary. And then if a candidate doesn't win 50%, you go into a runoff. Ours is a little different. We just have one election in November, and whoever gets the most votes wins.
Karen, what kind of budget do you have to work with? Or when you have this position, do you have to go out and raise a lot of funds?
Yeah, there are some federal and state and local dollars, you know, and as far as me personally, it's an unpaid position. But again, happy to serve the community. I haven't had a chance to get the actual budget because of COVID. They haven't been able to have the meetings. And so there is, so I don't know what to tell you on the actual budget, but if I am elected, you will know that those dollars will be put to the best possible use that they were intended for.
So I think one of my last observations is in the state of Florida, I mean, water is an important issue. So do you see that as well as, you know, perhaps being a important aspect of the board in Hillsborough County?
Yeah, I think water is very, very important. And, you know, there are some issues around that may not be in the purview of this particular organization, but I think there are areas that we can highlight. One is the fact that the city of Tampa and even the city of St. Petersburg, when there's a big storm, have been polluting the waters with untreated sewage being released into our water. And that's very problematic. The other one that I just heard of was Tampa Bay Water is very concerned that in South County, where they're experiencing tremendous growth, that their water supply may be completely maxed out in 2 years. So it goes to the importance of conserving our water and doing growth that can stay up with the demand. So I don't know that our organization, again, it's more dealing with the farming community. There is, you know, opportunities to work with other agencies to try and correct these problems, quite frankly, that hurt our environment.
Right. And that's why it's good to be working with these partner organizations, because they will overlap at some point. And even in the agricultural area, you still have to deal with the soil issue or sediment damage or even some floodwaters, perhaps. So,
well, I was going to say one of the biggest polluters in our water is runoff of the soil and erosion and the turbidity, which starves out the oxygen for the wildlife. So, yeah, untreated sewage is bad, but also practices that pollute the waterway with bad erosion, you know, is something that also needs to be considered. And I'll certainly be able, because of my background, I think I'll be able to work with some of the professionals in the field and try and make sure that in Hillsborough County that we are doing everything we can to preserve our quality of water. And also there's, you know, the quantity of water depending on the growth. We're expected to hit 2 million citizens in the year 2030 in Hillsborough County. So lots to think about. And I think you want someone like myself who has the technical know-how to understand the data and make decisions on what the best policies are going forward. Well, interestingly enough, Pinellas County did away with their board because they do have they don't have agriculture anymore. But there is Tampa Bay Water, which is a regional water supplier. And so anyhow, the agency, the Soil and Water in Hillsborough County, actually offers the educational poster contest to student. We open it up to students of Pinellas County as well, so that they, you know, have the opportunity to learn about the bees and the pollinators as well. So the agency has done a good job in that regard, I believe, and I'd like to continue that if I am elected.
Well, it's great to hear, about this position, because I think many voters may not even understand, you know, what the board is, what its responsibilities are, and what the role is. We appreciate you giving us the information and why you decided to run. And I'll just turn it over to you, Karen, for some closing remarks.
Well, thank you again for the opportunity. The Soil and Water Board is one of those boards that usually don't garner any attention. I like to say Trump and Biden will be at the top of your ticket. Karen will be at the bottom. but I hope that I get your vote, Karen Giroche for Soil and Water. And if you want to find out more about my candidacy, you can go to my website, which is KarenConserves.us, and you can find out more about me, and love to answer any questions. You can contact me there, or you can donate. So always looking for that. But thank you again for the opportunity. Karen Giroche, Soil and Water, bottom of your ballot, and I hope I have your vote.
Thank you, Karen, for stepping up to the plate on this. This is something that affects everybody, but they just don't see it every day. They don't think of it. But it does affect everybody.
We appreciate the good candidates step up. So we're looking forward to election night, Karen, and great to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
This is Eye on Tampa Bay with Sharon Calvert. And don't forget to check out KarenConserves.us and find more about what Karen Giroche is doing to help out Hillsborough County with the Soil and Water Conservation District. She will make a wonderful board member. Tune in again next time.